how the South African Parliament is organized since 1994 to date, and what are the challenges that faces the South African Parliament. I must indicate that whilst I have not gone through the names, that the Committee on Foreign Affairs is a multi-party committee. We've got members of the governing party, members of the opposition, sitting together forming a parliamentary committee. I'll go through the introduction. My name is Dumisani Jobsitole. I chair the Committee on Foreign Affairs, and I'm a member of the African National Congress. The President of Nigeria, when he was addressing our parliament, said to our assembly that he apologized that his party in Nigeria is a majority party in parliament, and it's in South Africa, and its sister party, the ANC, is a majority party in South Africa. So I come from that majority party, which is the governing party. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask my colleagues to introduce themselves. Unfortunately, that our colleagues who are sitting inside may not be able to see them because they are sitting on the outer skirt. And I was joking to one of my colleagues, I said to them, how do you put visitors inside? Are you making sure that when they come to run, you leave them inside so that you can have the opportunity to run out quickly? So it's unfortunate, this is the nature of the committee room that we are in, that has this particular type of a city. But we'll start from Mamituli to introduce ourselves and our parties. And then we'll then give over to the colleague.
I am a Bettina Gutsuzi, member of parliament, speaking to the Foreign Affairs Committee. The ANC, yes.
I'm Leo Ramnovin, member of the committee, also member of the ANC.
My name is Dorothy Mutubatsa-Hongkata. I'm a member of the ANC. I serve on the subcommittee that deals with Africa.
Good morning, my name is Francois Pierquan. I'm also a member of the ANC and a member of the Subcommittee on Africa.
Good morning, I'm a member of the committee and also a member of the opposition party, the Democratic Alliance. The name is Joe Seramani. I won't bother you with the time to start. The African name is way too exciting. Thank you.
Sheila Camera. Also a member of this committee, member of parliament, and a member of the Democratic Alliance, as my colleague is here, and we are the largest opposition party by far.
Good morning, my name is Didier Sivande. I'm a member of the committee. I'm also the member of the African National Congress.
My name, I'm a member of the Pan Africanist Congress of Azania. I serve on the committee as well as on land affairs and defense. I'm also a former representative of the Liberation Movement at the United Nations.
My name, I'm also a member of the party that's going to win elections again next year, the African National Congress of South Africa. I mean, the party is going to win the elections resounding next year once again. That's for sure of. I serve in the Parliamentary Group for International Relations. That's the arm of Parliament that deals with the international relations. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. My name is Ovid Papela. I'm the member of the African National Congress, and in Parliament, I'm the House Chairperson stroke Assistant Speaker, as you say. And I'm the Chairperson of the Parliamentary Group on International Relations, looking at all
and I'm a member of this group. Thank you.
My name is Tipo Selvata Siborda. I'm of the African National Congress Agency and a member of the Portfolio Commission for Innocence.
Yes.
Thank you, Jonathan. My name is Norechi Madasa. I'm a member of this committee and of the agencies. And
These are members of the committee and they've been in and out of Sudan as you can hear. And they've been there on different capacities, both as the ANC and as parliament, as the Pan-African parliament. And I must say that you're welcome again. Over to you.
Thank you very much. Good morning once again. We are honored to be here in this parliament. We are very happy with the reception that we have this morning. As all of you know about the struggle in Sudan, and especially in southern Sudan, we have gone a long way. And after we lost 2.5 million people, the liberation struggle that was ended in 2005. Therefore, we signed the Comprehensive Peace Agreement in the Sudan. And that Comprehensive Peace Agreement, we translated into developing a constitution, a national constitution in the country that formed the government of national unity, which is represented by so many different political parties, and which SPLM was one of the major parties that signed an agreement with the NCP. And again, the same CPA, we translated again into another constitution within the Southern Sudan that formed the government of Southern Sudan. And here we are members of Southern Sudan Legislative Assembly, the government of Southern Sudan. And that assembly, it has a representation of 170 members with specialized committee in which this reconciliation committee is one among the committees. Here we represent peace and reconciliation committee in the parliament with a membership of 33 members, and here we came as a delegation of 22 members. We represent the largest constituencies within the south, and all of us we came from different political backgrounds, representing eight political parties within the assembly. Therefore, we as a committee, we are charged with a lot of responsibilities within our business of conduct regulations, whereby we look into the issues of monitoring the implementation of the agreement. We look into the issues that are facing the community in terms of disputes, conflict resolution, promoting peace and mobilization, social and mobilization community among the communities. We also look into the service deliveries through the government institutions and ministries in order to ensure that the service delivery are given to the communities or to the ordinary citizens so that they could realize that peace is prevailing among themselves. We had a challenge of building peace and reconciliation within the country. Therefore, we as a committee, the committee came up with a program to develop program training to come to visit South Africa. Our visit here is to come and acquire knowledge and gain experiences on how South Africans have gone through their transition, and especially on the issues of peace building and reconciliation that took place in South Africa that is still in the process. Therefore, we are happy to be here, and in collaboration with the court, we organized this training. The training had two components. The court took us through training of conflict resolution and peace building, preventive diplomacy. And then the second component is to take us through a tour to visit some of the government institutions that have been very successful in their transition, especially with the Human Rights Commission, the Reconciliation Commission, and the Parliament that we are here today. very young government that is still building our system, and we are very happy to visit some of our countries that have been going under transition for a very long period, and we have chosen South Africa as one of the best ones in Southern Sudan that you could come and share with your experiences and your expertise in order to inject into our development process and our transition. From this juncture, I would like to say that we'll begin by introducing ourselves. My name is Mary Nyaula Mret, member of the Legislative Assembly, representing SPLM as a major party in Southern Sudan government, and I'm the chairperson for this committee and the chair of this delegation. Thank you very much. You can begin to introduce yourselves.
Stephen Nkrumah, I'm from the SPLM, Sudan for the Liberation
Movement. I'm a member of the Constitutional Committee. South Sudan.